West Coast 7XS, this is Skurvo for Breakfast, and it's Men's Health Week this week, and new research reveals over half of Australian men, that's 84%, are not willing to discuss their mental health with others, with nearly one in five, 18%, concerningly never speaking about their mental health at all. Veterans in particular are more likely to struggle with mental health issues, with 21% of men who had served in the Australian Defence Force reporting a mental or behavioural condition, compared to 18% of non-serving men. Without safe spaces readily available, men will continue to struggle discussing why they may feel these negative emotions. Now, telehealth services are a great option for those not wanting to leave their home or speak to someone in person. Joining me now to have a chat this morning is veteran and veteran benefits nurse Brodie Bush. Good morning, Brodie. Thanks for your time.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Those findings there, can you tell us a little bit more about the research findings?
Yeah, so our research has shown that over two-thirds or 64% of Australian men, you know, are not open about their mental health with others. And the shocking thing is one in five don't want to talk about their mental health at all. So at the end of the day, our job here is to assess and also help these individuals struggling with not only their physical health, but more importantly, their mental health.
Yeah. Why are men hesitant to open up about their mental health?
To be honest, mate, it's culture and stigma.
Yeah.
For a long time, I know while I served in the military for 13 years, stigma regarding mental health was very high. You don't talk about your feelings, you keep it to yourself, and you know, you go on doing what you do. And I feel as times are changing, those walls are coming down and it's becoming more socially acceptable. And I think us as a community just need to, you know, let men know that it's okay to have feelings and talk about
them. What about veterans affected by mental health issues? Why is the rate higher compared to the general population?
So probably one of the most prevalent aspects is that what a soldier deals with compared to a civilian is, you know, quite high stress, and especially in the deployed environment, soldiers are coming back home with PTSD, anxiety, major depressive disorder, and things of that nature. And, you know, 21% of those men who have served in the ADF report a mental health or behavioural condition, as you stated before, in the comparison of 18% of men who are non-serving. And, like, you know, even though the amount of soldiers that serve in the Australian Army or the ADF itself is not as high as the general population of men in Australia, but because of the stress and dealings that they have with whilst going overseas and dealing with, you know, traumas that they have on exercise in just Australia, obviously those numbers are going to creep up a bit more with the amount of actual trauma and harsh environments they have to go through and deal with.
Sure, and I guess as well, again, it comes down to culture and stigma. I mean, they have to face the, you know, the media and all that sort of thing, and people can be positive and negative towards their thoughts. So, in their thoughts in relation to whether they should be over there serving or whatever, and that would weigh on their minds too, I'm sure.
As a veteran myself. You know, it's the one thing you notice is that no one really notices the good things you do.
No.
They only generally notice the bad things that happen. And the stigma that comes with that alone is, you know, you're only having stress about it yourself, but then you're worrying about the high-ranking soldiers above you and, you know, the wrath of punishment that could come from them because of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that, certainly. Well, I understand it anyway. I've not been a veteran myself, but I can see how that would, I could appreciate how that would be an issue, yeah. What advice do you have for veterans wanting to seek help but may not know where to start?
Yep, so first thing is you know, reaching out to the veteran community. Utilising social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whichever one that you can find. Get in touch with the veteran community. Everyone wants to help everyone in the veteran community. We're wanting to ensure that Aussie vets are, you know, enjoying their lives and not in the total, you know, pit of despair. We have telehealth services. So the ability for us to contact you and have you speak with the mental health profession over the phone is there. I myself to Veteran Mindfulness Australia, which is a platform we have with VBA, which I have a 20-minute phone consultation with a neuropsychologist once a week. All over the phone, I'm in a safe space, I'm free to talk about anything I want to my counsellor, so psychologist, and feel safe in doing it and not feeling that the judgment or anything that I used to feel that came to it. It's so important to reach out.
And there is always that, again, that stigma of if you do admit that you have mental health issues in men, it's this past thing of, well, I'm a weakling for doing that way, for being that way. I'm not a full man. But actually, it's a sign of strength, isn't it, to actually conquer it?
I could not agree with you more. It is not weak to cry. It is not weak to embrace your feelings. It's one of the more braver aspects that you can do. It's because not only that, you're showing that you're in touch with your feelings and that, you know, you want to change or you want to be better, and you want to not feel like you have to be so alert and vigilant. You want to be safe and you want to be calm. You're using less energy and you're feeling a lot better when you're not hypervigilant. And it's one thing that can take a long time to, you know, get rid of.
Okay, so where can Australians go to find out more? Obviously, we touched on the fact that it's just a phone call away. Are there some things that people can go online to take part in?
Yeah, so anyone who's wanting to seek help, we do have our website, www.veteranbenefitsaustralia.com. On this website, you can register through to speak with our claims assistance team, our nursing team, and then also getting in touch with our Veteran Mindfulness Services. So you can even look at it on Facebook and Instagram as well. You can find us there.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate your time. And, thank you for being part of Men's Health Week. It's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Good on you. There we go. That's Brody Bush, who is a veteran and veteran benefits nurse, joining us this morning at 7XS.